Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. We're going to go today to Exodus in chapter 19. We've just had a chapter 18, where Jethro, the father-in-law of Moses, has observed the tremendous pressures upon Moses as the people gather seeking advice, seeking wisdom. And Jethro has suggested that Moses needs to get others involved. But chapter 19 has a slightly different emphasis, in as much as here Moses is encouraged, don't involve everyone. I'm going to call you up the mountain. I'm going to meet with you. I'm going to manifest myself in great holiness and in great glory. And actually, at this stage in the history of the people, I don't want any of them to draw near, because if they draw near, they're actually going to die. Moses, you alone will have the privilege of meeting with me, and you will not die. I will protect you. So this is a very, very fascinating aspect of Christian life, that call to meet with God. This is reflected in the book of Hebrews, where it talks about it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And reference to the mountain of God and thunder and lightning and smoke and violence and so on, in terms of what's going on up there, this is all there. And the people just have to really come to understand that, yes, God loves them, he's got plans for them, he's got a purpose and a hope for them, but he is a holy God. And they should not just mess about and trivialize or be careless and thoughtless, but they need to approach God with great, great reverence and indeed fear. So you have this time. Of course, a time is coming when Jesus will come down from the mountain, from heaven, from its glory, and he will go to the cross, and he will shed his blood, and that will make it possible for all of us who come under the covering of Jesus to draw near to God without fear. But that is still to happen. In the story that we have here, Moses alone is the one who is invited and allowed to go up into this mountain. Now, there's another thing which is important to take on board, is that God is about to do something which, again, is going to be massively significant. God is going to reveal himself through the law, through what we probably most easily refer to as the Ten Commandments. But these Ten Commandments are not just like a set of rules thrown down almost sort of carelessly from heaven for people to pick up, take it or leave it. No, these are solemn areas of life, life to do with God and life to do with each other, that the people need to take on board. They're going to be able to perceive the character of God as they listen to the Ten Commandments, and they're also going to perceive the distinct way that they're called upon to behave. Moses is able to go up. He's able to come to the Lord, and God will reveal himself and then send Moses on a mission. We're going to pause. We're going to have some worship. And my good friend Patrick will join me, and we'll reflect a little more on the magnificence, the glory of the mountain of God in Exodus chapter 19.
Take people can share in the feast. Where the least become greatest, the great become least. Open your heart to the Holy One. Come lift high His name with your voice. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Calvary, see how He dies, fulfilling the promise of God the Most High. Place on Him the sin you need no longer bear, and cry out to heaven in praise. Jesus is Lord, He is God's risen Son, He is Lord, and His victory is won. He is Lord.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at Exodus chapter 19. So here we are, Richard, in Exodus 19, and we find the Israelites camped at the foot of Mount Sinai. And this Mount Sinai comes to have an enormous symbolic influence upon them and upon the whole people of Israel. But I think also in this chapter we seem to see some of the differences between the Old Testament and how they related to God and how we relate to God today. You talked about God's holiness and this being about holiness. How are we reminded today of the holiness of God?
Well, the holiness of God is really just that sense that His character, His perfection, that there is nothing incomplete, there's nothing left to do, there's a wholeness in God. And therefore, this is very much today coming to us by looking at Jesus. And the way that Jesus handled situations, the way He spoke, the way He reacted, He never overreacted, the way that He handled adversity. The whole being of Jesus is a picture of holiness. But it simply is, He's different. He's utterly distinct. Sometimes holiness can have a kind of a mystique about it, which people can't relate to. But Jesus is God in human flesh, living a life as we live a life, but without sin in any shape or form.
In the Old Testament, and perhaps this chapter, Exodus 19, is a good example of it, you do have this sense of fear that you mustn't go near, you mustn't touch. If you do, it will be terrible. You don't get that so much with Jesus and with the New Testament, do you?
Well, I think that it doesn't come across perhaps in the same way, but nevertheless, there wasn't the quaking fear, but there was very much the sense that Jesus was different. For example, when Peter sees the great catch of fish, he says, "Depart from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man." So it wasn't a mountain, it wasn't sort of violent earthquake, lightning, thunder, but the fact that Jesus told them to go out, lower their nets, Peter thought, waste of time, you know, there's no fish at this time of day, sees the great catch. This inspires holiness. This inspires Jesus is perfect and I'm very sinful. So it doesn't have to be a great violent thing. Just the character of Jesus, the presence of Jesus, shows up that we're not very like him in many, many ways.
I suppose an incident in the New Testament, in the Gospels, that highlights this is when Jesus went up to the Mount of Transfiguration and was completely changed before their eyes.
Yes, that's right. I mean, that was a very sobering time. Again, there was an element of fear, but interestingly, Peter, I think it's Peter, it almost has to be Peter, said, "Lord, you know, can we build three little houses?
Yes.
You know, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." In other words, there was fear, there was awe, but he also had the sense, this is somewhere I'd like to be. Yeah. I'd like to stay. And that is the difference that Jesus can bring.
Yeah. And also, as you say, what we have here is something of a build-up to the next chapter about the Ten Commandments, which we'll get onto. So, Richard, thank you very much indeed. So, yes, join us again next time as we continue looking at the Book of Exodus in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.